Hello, Camp Tape. My name is Lockman, and today I'm going to be showcasing to you a very neat program that is also very neat on Windows XP. But I'm not on Windows XP, I am on Windows Vista. So what is this program, you may be asking? Well, it is obviously Windows Movie Maker, and as you can see, it has a very beautiful look to it. Now, with this program, it's essentially the same thing. Let me just change the film, like an error thingy right here. So, what can you do on Windows Vista's Movie Maker? Well, you can do essentially almost the same things as you do on Windows XP. Obviously you have more images from the example images in the pictures folder. I'm gonna choose like 5 images that I like. Hold on a minute. And yeah, sure, there we go. And as you can see, right here is every image. Beautiful. I'm gonna put each one in the timestamp. And I'm gonna do whatever fun things come up to my mind. I can also add in music. I'm not sure if I can, because I don't want like get sued by someone. I'm gonna add Dindy Wo, or whatever this song is called. There we go. And oops, sorry about that. So yeah, the same thing you can do on XP. Let's look at the effect. I believe there are like some new effects, I think, or some of them actually remain, but I'm not sure. I think some, I do believe some of these effects kind of remained from Windows XP, but also there's like newer ones, like this one, or I don't know. And I'm pretty sure the what do you call these? I'm pretty sure these are like called the effects when you the transitions. Yes, the transitions. I'm pretty sure some of them change, but some of them look. For example, this one are new. Okay, yeah, that is clearly a new effect. And I believe also like this one. Wait a minute, yeah, most of these effects are new with Windows Vista Movie Maker thing, even this one, I think. And, you know, I actually kind of do like them. They're really nice, they're really comforting. And obviously this right here is the title thing. I can add hello, welcome to my amazing video. And obviously the font is different. The background remains the same as in XP. I'm not sure if there's like new effects for the title. I think there is, but I'm not sure which one is new and which one isn't. I'm gonna add maybe this one, because it looks kind of cool. And I'm gonna change the backgrounds. I'm gonna make it orange, because orange is my favorite color. And maybe the fonts. Yeah, Verdana, maybe. You know, I'm gonna make it much bigger, because there we go. Much better. I'm gonna make it bold and like that. Beautiful. So yeah, I'm gonna also going to like add another transition. Maybe this one. Yeah, and after editing your video, Actually, I think I need to also like cut this. There we go, much better. And yeah. So after editing your video, you can even save it on your computer, on a DVD or a CD, in an email, or I'm not sure what this digital video camera feature is. I mean, I think you can save it over there, but I'm not sure. We're going to save it on my computer. I'm gonna call it my first video. And obviously, you can change the video quality like how you want it to be. Actually, wait a minute. I don't think this thing is new. The Xbox 360, Windows Media HD thing. I'm going to try to save it like this. I'm really curious how it ends up looking. I personally do not have an Xbox 360, but who knows? And yeah, it's okay. It's not supported. Well, that sucks. Wait, let me just try another video type. Like, yeah, this. Oh my god, that is a really big video file. No, thank you. VHS quality. Yeah, sure. This must work. No? Why? I'm not sure why this does not work. Wait a minute. Wait a freaking minute. Wow, that's actually pretty weird. I mean, this works and this does not work. Huh. That is actually very weird. I'm not sure why it doesn't work. But anyways, this was the video. I think I need to download some video codec for my video to work, but I'm not really sure. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed my demo of the Windows Vista Movie Maker. And I hope this is actually helpful, because some people want to go to Windows Vista, but some people just don't want to. I personally like Windows Vista because of how it looks and how it functions. And yeah, I hope you have a good day.